bombed wide areas of the Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians in the territory sought shelter in an ever-shrinking area of the south.
Since the start of the war, the IDF has located 800 tunnel shafts and destroyed 500 of them, in addition to many miles of tunnel routes under civilian areas. Our soldiers are finding large quantities of weapons in those shafts connected to Hamas's military assets via an extensive underground tunnel network. Many of those shafts were found inside or nearby civilian structures, including schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Pentagon said on Sunday it was aware of reports regarding attacks on an American warship and commercial vessels in the Red Sea, according to the Associated Press. With global warming, U.N. climate talks focused Sunday on the contagious effects on human health.
A lot of people know that climate crisis is a health crisis. It affects you with air pollution, of course. That's what people might think of right away. So your lungs, but also your cardiovascular system, so that's your vessels, your heart. But it will also affect with the rise of infectious disease, more antimicrobial resistance, and of course all the refugees, climate refugees that are going to be in insalubrious condition, food security. If there's no food and we all starve.
Under a brown haze over Dubai, which is one of the world's most polluted cities, the COP28 summit moved past 2 days of lofty rhetoric and started talking about the concerns of health issues for the first time at a COP climate, like 7 million people who die every year from air pollution. This is VOA News. Syria's foreign ministry on Sunday blasted a decision by the world's chemical weapons